Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about land sales and social media tips.
Okay, I want to pause for just a moment.
Yeah.
For years now, we've been telling you we were recording in sunny Southern California, and I'm sure you're like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And now we can actually show you and prove it.
And we have been recording here, but we've made some studio changes.
Cave.
Yeah. Welcome to our new studio.
Yep. This is going to be fun.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Tanner asks, hey everyone, I have finally sent out my first mailer about a week ago. I'm looking for feedback on what I should be doing in this period before the calls start coming in. I've been working on getting my online presence up and visible, but I feel like I should be doing more. Should I be researching for my next mailer? Any tips are greatly appreciated. Thanks.
And before Jill answers, there are many, many, many comments on this question on the forum.
Already in
and
that.
A lot of different, because this is a big topic.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I sent out my first mailer in the early 2000s and, you know, what you're waiting for, that 2 weeks it takes before you submit it to offers to owners, mm-hmm. And then you're just waiting, and you start to doubt yourself.
Like, did I do it right?
Yeah.
Is it wrong? Did I hit the people? Oh my gosh, are they all gonna not hate me? Whatever.
So what we say in the program is take those 2 weeks and really take a look at what you look like on the internet.
Yeah.
And really make sure that whoever's answering your phone, hopefully it's you in the beginning, that's all squared away and
tested. Make sure that's good. I would even start getting ready to posting property. That's a good thing too. Yeah. Once you get your internet and your website and your presence ready to go, you can also be starting to create some postings to pop in the property, because you already know you've sent out for all the 5 acres in, you know, XYZ County and what you're going to be buying and selling. So you can kind of get that pre-rolling and
exactly.
So good stuff.
Anyway, there's some fantastic advice on the internet.
Yeah.
Today's topic, land sales and social media tips. This is the meat of the show. Jill, I know you're an expert on the sell side of this, so tell us.
All right. Well, I made some notes, as I usually do. So here's the thing. First, I want to talk about our mistakes, because that's, I think, part of the reason why you're here. Let us save you. So we, for years, did not really give social media a fair, what's the word I'm looking for?
The single biggest mistake I have ever made in my career, not just in this business, was relying too heavily on one channel of sales. In my case, it was eBay.
Yeah.
We would purchase property and we would $1 no reserve it for 30 days on eBay.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did great. We doubled our money over the course of several years.
Mm-hmm.
We doubled our money on every single transaction. When you average them out over decades, it was times two. So, but you know what? In the end, it almost sunk the ship because the economy started to sputter and eBay went along with it.
Yeah.
And it was just this false sense of, false sense of security about sales and and cash flow and revenue. They're all kind of tied together. So that's really one of the reasons I wrote this show topic, because you have to really explore and change and constantly renew where you sell this property.
Exactly. So one of the things is, first, you do explain that social media. We dropped the ball there. How it relates to this right now is we weren't actively in social media, not only building our presence and as our business, but also as a way to post property. So that was a mistake that we made. So here's some tips too. For selling land in social media, I would start with a site where you can have a template and copy the pertinent information into social media. The bottom line is what we're talking about. You can sell a property via Facebook, via Instagram, via Pinterest, via, you know, Twitter. Dream it up. You never know where you're going to reach this buyer, and nothing is crazy. So what we do is we start with first our website, and then we, at the same time, we're also posting it on our land selling site, which is open to the public, by the way. It's LandPin. And one of the great things about LandPin, hopefully there's other sites that are catching up with this soon. I don't know of any others right now, but what we've done with LandPin is we've had it where you can go in, post your property for sale, link your own Facebook, link your own Twitter, and several different types of social media accounts. And then at the push of the button, it copies that posting for you to your Facebook and to your Twitter and to your Pinterest. I can't remember what else is all there. So it's great. So I say find things like that. And then once it's there, you can then share that in different groups. You don't have to sit there and make it pretty, you know, recreate the posting. It does it for you.
Facebook groups are a fantastic place to sell rural vacant land. We're talking mostly about rural vacant land.
Right.
When we talk about social media. For infill lots that are a little bit more valuable or maybe commercial property, it's better to explore MLS venues. Or better yet, create your own database. You know, you should be creating an A-list or B-list and a C-list of buyers constantly. Jill and I have, for example, Jill and I have a piece of property in Ohio right now, a commercial piece of property that's between a McDonald's and a Denny's. And it's very logical. It's a very small group and very logical of people that property needs to get marketed to, and it is getting marketed to them, and they're responding really well. Mm-hmm. So social media is not always the answer for real estate, but it doesn't hurt anything, and it's almost always free.
It's just reach. You know, we always talk about, it's the same thing. You're not going to sell it if you're not priced right, you're not reaching the right people. And where is everybody trolling right now? Probably somewhere on the internet and probably in social media.
Yep.
And the best thing too about our group with Rural Vacant Land is we have so many times things that come along that they're perfect hunting property, perfect fishing property, cabin property, you know, just off the grid property. And last time I checked, I think there's a few Facebook groups for every one of those customers.
It's a Facebook group for anything and everything.
Exactly. It's the way you should be doing it. Marketplace, nothing's crazy too. We just started, you know, doing things, you know, just kind of around the house, offer up. I can honestly say I haven't put a property on there, but you better believe I'm going to soon. I haven't tested that one yet, but nothing's crazy.
Jill's got an agreement on her desk from a prepper group.
Yeah.
You know, not that we advocate or don't advocate that lifestyle. I don't quite honestly don't care. But preppers need land too.
Yep, they do.
And cheap land in the middle of nowhere, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to help hook them up. So, exactly.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for the episode called How to Sell and Record on the Same Day.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. And thank you for your patience because our studio's new.
How are you doing there, babe?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm getting through it.
Okay.
This is the first episode in the new studio.
Okay. It's been a little traumatic this morning. You know, it's funny. Sometimes it's me crying. This today was you.
It was me whining and crying like a little girl.
Exactly. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.